This is a letter from Catherine Earp in Leicester.
How's it spelled? How's Earp spelled?
E-A-R-P.
Okay.
E-A-R-P. Who says she tried desperately to get through the weeks we were doing times when very innocuous objects hurt you.
Uh-huh.
This has a twist on this, but I will start at the top. And she says, when she first going out with her boyfriend many years ago, she had an absolute craving for marshmallows. She loved marshmallows.
Okay.
He brought them round one evening, a big bag of marshmallows, as a present to her.
Hang on, we can still hear a previous call. A fade him out. Would you ever still get out going on the earth?
Yeah, go on. She was so obsessed, Catherine, with marshmallows that she didn't even like to share them with the person who brought them round. Now, of course, the lad, being a lad, every now and then would dive his hand into the bag, whack one into his mouth.
Probably a pink one, which I don't know why, like brown eggs, I always think have got more nutrition in them, but there you go. Yeah.
And she got so fed up, she said to him, right, sit on your hands then. I want you to sit on your hands.
Mm.
So he does, and she says in a letter rather nicely, she does say, he thought there might be some fun and games coming up. But Catherine then jumps onto his lap, meaning he cannot move his arms whatsoever.
Right, okay,
and
yeah.
Instead of eating all the marshmallows herself, she proceeds to stuff the whole bag, one by one, into his mouth.
Whoa.
So far, so
that's
good.
20, yeah.
So far, so good. Until she turns his hand, the tears were running down her face at the fantasticness of this jape, until she realised he had turned blue. Completely and utterly blue. She throws him onto the floor, bangs him on the back, and a long pink and white snake, absolutely solid, comes out of his windpipe.
Fantastic. What's her name?
Catherine Earp.
So here we have...
although somewhat shaky, she says, although somewhat shaky, he was okay after a few lungfuls of air. He never put a marshmallow past his lips again, and neither have I, she says.
Wow, you see, it's like the...
Ow, lungful of air, you'll be all right.
The number one story in this is the person who opened one of those long tubes of crisps while at the front of a fast-moving speedboat, and as she owned it, the top clip crisp flew over her shoulder and cut somebody's eyebrow. That's an embarrassing injury from something humiliating. Number two now is a long snake.
Suffocated by marshmallows.
No, that's exactly what it is.